I'm very pleased to welcome to Very Metal Shipping News, Sally McKay. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm really happy to be here.
When I was a kid, Ken Mackay was a great opening bat for Australia. I think it was M-A-C-K-A-Y or something. And there's McKays and there's Mackies and there's Mackays, but you're a McKay.
McKay, that's right. And unfortunately, no relation. No claim to fame there.
I've said to everybody who's a candidate for the position of mayor or one of the council positions, why are you running? You're running in East Ward, aren't you?
Yes, I'm running for East Ward. Well, the short answer really is I'm running to... I think there needs to be a independent, someone that's not associated with any political party. I think there needs to be information disseminated. I found through all my chats and talking and Facebook posts and things that people are actually not seeing what's actually happening with the council and how that affects our ratepayers. And I don't think there's any clear representation at the moment. And rather than getting frustrated, I thought I'd throw my hat in the ring.
Well, well done. Compared to me, you're relatively young, Sally. So where did this bug come from? Did something happen that caused it to take hold?
Look, I think my children, as you know, I've probably, you know, had a lot to do with sport and volunteering in the community that way. And, you know, you're busy with your children and working full time, and then, you know, your kids grow up and you think, oh, I'm going to start looking at some stuff. And I started seeing, you know, some decisions being made that I wasn't entirely happy with. You know, we've got rate increases, we've got, you know, slow and steady decline of our services in Fremantle. And I kind of thought, oh, I'll just go and see what's going on. And then, you know, my journey started there. You know, I got to see, you know, some serious waste. I mean, there's a lot of decisions that were really starting to annoy me. And then when you start talking to people, they go, yeah, I agree with that too. Or, but there was no voice for it. And so, you know, started going to regularly to the council meetings.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
it's a thing, isn't it?
It is. I take my knitting with me and I sit there and knit and listen and have a chat, you know, chat with people around me. I think what happens is there's a lot of that information and those decisions are made and not disseminated out to the community. And I'll give you a couple of
really good...
So I didn't realise that Hannah has had 3 votes of no confidence within her while she's been at the helm. And I was really shocked with that because I kind of thought, well, at the general electors meeting, the community saying we're not actually happy, we don't have, you know, voting no confidence. But it's not just once, it's not twice, it's 3 times. And in that time, nobody on that council has gone, you know what, we actually need to address this and actually listen to what our constituents are saying. And that kind of drove me a bit crazy. I was like, why is this happening and why is no one listening? And then I got to see, you know, questioning any time that anyone's questioning something that makes anyone feel uncomfortable. I mean, we saw an elderly woman, you know, very respectfully say, my question is, question, to the chair, which is Hannah. And, you know, she was very forceful and very angry and said, this is my meeting, I can do what I want. And I was just flabbergasted that could be, you know, someone could be treated that way when she's bringing issues that are important to her to the council. And, I mean, there's so many issues. And then I saw all of the financial decisions that really, really made me angry. And especially now that we've got rate increases, we've got people all over Facebook really complaining about it, really, really worked up about why they're paying an increase and having a decrease in services. One example is that we've had an absolute blowout on the South Beach toilets, an absolute blowout. But we've had other things like the CAT bus has gone, and now at the state funding with that has gone as well. I don't know how we're going to get that funding back. I'm really, you know, with a Labor Party mayor and a safe Labor seat, I don't know how we're going to be able to, like, we're not seeing anyone actively work for us. And I would love the CAT bus back. And I think, you know, that's one of Ben's main issues, saying we bring the CAT bus back, but he voted it out. So, and so did Jenny. So it was a unison vote. And, you know, people are really missing that. My children in particular, who go to university in Fremantle, and or one of them does, and then the other one spends most of his time roaming Fremantle between the beach and the markets and the shops, and now, you know, find it really hard to get around. And Yeah, so we've got all these decisions that are being made. And then on top of that, the one that really, I think, where I thought this is going to really galvanise me, I have to do something, was when they decided to spend, you know, I think it was $484,000 a year for 4 years, so about $3.5 million, to a third party to come up with reasons why it's good to live and work in Fremantle. And I thought, how is that helping any of the constituents in the East Ward? Any ward? And the kicker for that was there was no actual auditing, there was no feedback loop, there was no, like, this is what we've done and this is how it's improved Fremantle. There was absolutely nothing. It was just $3.4 million over 4 years, at the same time getting rid of the cat bus. And I just was flabbergasted that this is where our money is going. And then at one of the similar time in the meetings, you know, they're saying, if it was up to, one of the councillors said it was up to me, we'd be increase the rates a flat 20%. And they all laughed. And I'm thinking, this is absolutely absurd. I felt like I'd stepped into a parallel universe, to be honest, because I was thinking, this is not actually how our constituents should be represented. And looking at the East Ward...
You wanted to say about that. I mean, as a councillor, you have an interest in the whole of the municipality, but you're standing to be the councillor for East Ward. Are there special East Ward issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So my phone has sort of blown up in the last few days since I, you know, nominated. But also, like, talking to people, I mean, there's so many things. Obviously the tree canopy, and I know that a lot of people are talking about that. We've got some really good candidates in the East Ward talking about that. But there's a very simple response to that. And that is, part of the council has to set up, offset carbon as part of their principles and policies. I don't even know how much money. I was trying to find some information on that to see how much money they offset and where it goes and who does it go to and then what happens to that money. And it's a good question to ask, right? Like, you want to know where that goes. What we should be doing, and Joondalup Council have just done this, is we should be resubmitting that money into planting trees in our own immediate area and having an absolute straight away a kickback to the community. So without spending any extra money. And the other thing that comes up constantly is the state of the verges.
That's an interesting question, the state of the verges. I actually take time to walk around different parts of Fremantle. So what is it about the verges that's troubling you?
So we've got a big elderly community, especially, you know, we've got Folly Village in Hilton, we've got Sampson Retirement Village in, obviously, Sampson. But there's a lot of people that are elderly living in their homes. And when I did some door knocking, I was constant saying, you know, look at the state of our verges. I've got a mother who is, you know, got a walker or has in a wheelchair or has a walking stick, and she is a falls risk, or he is a falls risk, and they literally can't get out of their houses now. And when you see that and see elderly people now becoming sort of almost a prisoner in their own home and not having connection to community. One in particular said, you know, my mum used to walk down the street, catch the bus into Fremantle, get her hair done, catch up with some friends, have lunch, do a little bit of shopping. That's all stopped now. So we're not even bringing people into the city from outer areas because of the state of our walkways. I mean, that's absurd. And so, you know, and that has come up constantly. Another one is the valet recycling program. The valet, it used to be bring out your dead, and
yes,
everyone would pick through it. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and she does a lot of theatre work, and she said, oh, I used to love the, you know, we'd go around and get all the stuff for our stages.
So what, you want to go back, is that it?
I want to review, because she also said that she bought out her thing, did the valet parking. She said it was an absolute debacle. I haven't actually tried it myself because of what I'm hearing, and we don't have a lot of stuff to get rid of, but... She said, I went to book it in, and she said, and I was talking to our neighbours, and we thought we'd all do it on the same day. And what they did is they picked it up and booked it. You could not book it all in the same day. It had to be one day. So it was one day, every day, in the same street. Now, does that get charged each time? I want to know these answer these questions. I want to have a review of that and see if it's actually viable. Because if that's wasting money, we should go back to the old way. Plus, everything just about ends up in landfill. I don't want that. I want people to recycle. And part of it is where people, you know, oh, look at that. I'll take a bit of chicken wire. And, oh, look at that. There's some poles. I'll take those and work those in my garden. That's what we should be going back to. And that's not happening. So there's a lot of people talk about that. Obviously, there's...
There's probably a sort of see a Fremantle-wide issue too. But in a sense, staying with the experience that you're having with East Ward voters, what other things are sort of motivating you?
I think it's the non-dissemination of information. So when you're talking about, did you know this or have you seen this? I've been posting some things and, again, everybody has questions or they'll have a comment. And most of the comments are like, how did you get this information? I was like, well, I just attended the meetings and watched the voting happen and it's all on public record. That we've got representatives in these wards who don't disseminate that information to their constituents. And so that for me is a major thing. I want people to get fired up. I want people to come back and feel empowered to come back and have an issue and bring it in and go, what can we do? And let's find a solution and let's bring everyone together and do it and make our community better. And that I'm so passionate about that.
Well, that's very interesting. Fremantle Shipping News have a column that Gail O'Leary writes after every ordinary council meeting called Rarely a Dull Moment. We don't want to overpromise by saying never a dull moment. But the question of how you disseminate information I find very interesting. You can do what you do. You can go and sit in at the council meeting and then you can tell people what you heard and all of the actions and how somebody in the public gallery was put down by the mayor or whatever. But how do you get the information out? I mean, are you going to have regular meetings with the East Ward constituents and invite them in or what?
Of course. I mean, there's the Hilton precinct meeting. Beaconsfield doesn't have one. Sampson has a small little group. O'Connor is, a little bit. It's a bit different, but definitely let's have some forums. Let's bring back. Let's get some information out there. I'm happy to do a newsletter. I'm happy to have things on post. Obviously, my phone is. I'm very responsive with my phone. I did this with the Hilton Park Cricket Club. It was fledgling, and basically we said, how do we do this? How do we build it? And we just went and got people, and we brought them in and said, you've all got a say. Let's have a say. And we've got this, thriving community club that we were able to hand over really well to the next generation. It's possible. It's not hard to do. And I think we were talking to friends last night and they said, we feel very, very disenfranchised. And it's like, what difference is it going to make? They're all making the same decisions. And I said, well, you have to get in skin in the game. You've got to get in there. Let's go.
So what I think I'm discerning from what you're telling me, you opened on this and you've come back to it, is that it's not a particular issue that we're talking about here. It's a systemic thing about how local government operates, how Fremantle Council operates, and how not enough information is laid out either before or after decisions are made for their benefit. And you see being elected to council as a way of initiating procedures which might improve that, if not change it radically.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to be represent your constituents, right? So you're supposed to be a conduit to them. For them, and to be able to pass on information and say, this is what I would love. What I would love to do is that on my page is at the end of every council meeting going, this is what we voted on and this is who voted for and against, and you can decide if you're happy or not happy with that. And if you're not happy, come and tell us. Bring it, come and get involved.
Well, I'm very impressed. So I've always wondered how ordinary members of the public last a whole council meeting, but you've, as you put it earlier, you've got skin in the game. You're ready to be elected and to do the hard yards in council meetings.
Yeah, I think it's going to, there's a way of bringing people together. And I think, we've seen a lot of divide over the last, nationally, statewide, locally. I want to bring people together, and you don't have to like everything someone says, but you can kind of like look at a little bit on this side, a little bit on that side, and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to make up my own mind about these things, and I might like a little bit of that, and I might like a little bit of that, but what I'm going to make up my own mind, and if I can get my view across to my councillor and they can represent me, that's going to be a great thing for everybody.
Thinking ahead, you've succeeded, you've been elected for East Ward. What are the first things you are going to sort of practically or in a concrete way try and do, whether based on your experience that you've had in other fields or as you see the problem that is confronting you?
Well, like I said, I want to do a review of things. I want to bring to the review the carbon offsetting. I think that would be an amazing thing to be able to get plants planted in our local area to offset the carbon. And that's just a fantastic initiative. I would really like to get the review of the valet pick up and how that can do. I just want to see how much money is being spent there. And I actually want to be, there's accountability. So actually reviewing the budget and saying, where is our money being spent? Getting that back to the community going, are you happy with this? What, you know, and then bringing the ideas in.
Well, Sally McKay, you're going to have a busy time over the next number of weeks before the votes are finally counted in the middle of October. Thanks for joining me today and talking about your campaign, and good luck with everything you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.